Today on episode 50 of the Be a Marketer podcast, it's another Ask Dave episode, and I'm answering your questions about how many follow-ups should occur after the first email outreach, and what is the best time frame in between to do so. This is the Be a Marketer podcast.
Marketer.
I'm your host, Dave Charest, Director of Small Business Success at Constant Contact, and I help small business owners like you make sense of online marketing. And on this podcast, we'll explore how to find the time to be a marketer. Remember, friend, you can be a marketer, and at Constant Contact, we're here to help. Well, hello, friend, and thanks for joining me for another episode of the Be a Marketer podcast. Today, we have a question from Hadassah. And Hadassah is a marketing and content coordinator at a provider of telemarketing and contact center services. So think a business that helps you with outbound calls to fill the pipeline, outreach for donations to consumers and to customers, and also inbound support. So Hadassah's question is, how many follow-ups should occur after the first email outreach? Also, what is the best time frame in between to do so? Well, this is a great question, Hadassah, and it's an important one because the reality is that the one email is often not enough. And it's actually not because people aren't interested in what you're sending them. It's actually more to do about the fact that, well, they've got more pressing things to do in their own lives. So let me give you an example. My wife and I have a local cheese shop here in the Massachusetts area that we love to frequent. And they're also a Constant Contact customer. And one year they were having this event, and it was an apple cider event. They were bringing in some local vendors, and they were going to have a cookout, and it was going to be a day filled with music and ciders and beers and food. And it sounded like a really great time and a perfect thing to do on a weekend with the family. Now, when I got the first email about the event, I was obviously excited about it. I was like, yes, I want to do this thing. But at the time, my life pulled me in the direction where I had to go take my kids to school. And then, of course, my daily commute kicked in and the regular day, and I forgot all about the apple cider event. Now, I got a reminder about this event probably like a week later. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the event that I wanted to go to and bring the family to. But of course, when I got the email, I was just on the way to a meeting at work. And of course, I had to push that to the side. And I didn't take any action on that actual email. Although, of course, as I've mentioned already, that I did want to take that action. Well, finally, I got a last chance email. And this was the email letting me know that if I did want to go to this event, well, now was the time to buy tickets. And so for me, it was kind of like that kick in the pants that, like, look, this is the thing I've been talking about. This is the thing I've been telling my wife about. And she seemed on board and we really wanted to do this thing. And if we were going to do it, well, it was this last email that was going to make me do that thing. And so this was the opportunity to make me prioritize it and actually take some action. Now, again, if you just sent me that one email, I would have forgotten all about it and I never would have did the thing, even though, of course, as I mentioned, I wanted to do it. And this is ultimately what we're talking about here. And I hate to break the news, but not everybody is always thinking about your business as much as you are. And so they've got other priorities to take care of. And so you have to give them multiple opportunities to take up the thing that, well, they want to do and you want them to do. Now, there are some other things to consider, of course, when you start thinking about this. And some of the questions you might want to ask yourself, well, do I have an existing relationship with these people? Now, I'm assuming since you're sending from your Constant Contact account, of course, you do have some type of existing relationship with these people. So it's not like you're cold emailing somebody. So that's going to take a play into whether or not somebody is going to be more likely to take an action on the first time, right? And then the other thing is to think about is how big is the ask? Now, if you're asking somebody to just go check out an article, well, that's a lot less of a commitment than somebody asking for, let's say, a $500 payment, right, in order to do something. And so you really do need to consider how big the ask is, because there's oftentimes there's going to be more objections for you to overcome, and that might warrant you actually sending more messages. Okay, so that's something else to think about. And then lastly, it's important to remember that, of course, the timing and the urgency is really important to spur people to action. And so we mentioned the announcement. So you're letting people know about the thing. You're giving them a reminder about it, but then you're also giving them this last chance. And so when you start thinking about the timing of this, so I always like to work backwards from kind of like the drop dead date, right? And this is the time where somebody has to take the action or else they're going to miss out on whatever the offer is. And so if you start thinking about maybe a good place to start, and you can test again, depending on your audience and the nature of the thing that you're offering. But I like to say a good place to start is, let's say, 3 weeks out from the expiration date of the time where people can take the offer. So that's your first email, that's your announcement. And then a week later or 2 weeks out from the end date is your reminder. And then either the day before or the day of that thing expiring, that is your last chance email. So that's a good place to start and start thinking about how many times and how much timing in between do you want to think about sending your emails. And then you can try that and see how that works for you and when you'll start to see when most people start to take action. And I think what you'll notice is that a lot of times it's on that second and third email where people actually go to move. So let's recap a few things here. So people aren't thinking about your business as much as you are. So you want to make sure you're planning on at least those three touches that we mentioned. That usually means, of course, the announcement, a reminder, and a last chance. And a general timing could be 3 weeks from the drop dead date for the announcement, 2 weeks for the reminder, and a day before or the day of for the last chance email. Now, a general timing, I'm going to say this one more time. Now, a general timing could be 3 weeks from the drop dead date for the announcement, 2 weeks for the reminder, and the day before or the day of for the last chance email. Well, Hadassah, I hope that helps, and thanks so much for sending in your question. Listener, make sure that you're scheduling at least 3 email touches when you're trying to spur someone to action. Remember, one email likely isn't going to do. So you want to give people multiple opportunities to take up your offer. Well, friend, do you have a marketing question for me? I'd love to hear it. If you're a Constant Contact customer, you can head right on over to the Constant Contact community to post your question for an upcoming Ask Dave episode. I'll include a link for you in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Be a Marketer podcast. If you have questions or feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at dave.charest@constantcontact.com. If you did enjoy today's episode, please take a moment to leave us a review. Your honest feedback will help other small business marketers like yourself find the show. Well, friend, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and continued success to you and your business.